This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's an indie band that sings of dysfunctional relationships and loss, some of the common themes in rock lyrics, and then it ventures into deeper territory of panic attacks and addiction.
Wrap my hand around the glass again. We all thought that I might change as I got older.
The subjects the songs deal with hint at the band's name, Frightened Rabbit. It's a Scottish group that's going to be in Boston next week playing songs off its latest album, Painting of a Panic Attack.
Free for the fruitless thought. It's far too late to talk so much, but still not giving up. No, wish that I was sober.
WBUR's Rita Carey spoke with lead singer Scott Hutchison from Glasgow. She is here with her latest indie pick. Hello, Rita.
Hey, Lisa.
Scott Hutchison is the original Frightened Rabbit, meaning the original band member and persona. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Scott Hutchison is a really shy, introspective soul. He says his mom called him a frightened rabbit when he was little because she said that was the look he got on his face when she wanted to take him to the park to play with the other kids.
That's so sad, but I guess he got a band name out of it anyway.
It is, but here's what he told me in his typical self-deprecating Scottish way.
And I find it kind of amusing that something that I would call the band that I had great aspirations for and I was hoping to, you know, play to lots of people, I would call it after essentially my old social disorder.
I love this guy. Yeah, so he says that social awkwardness still exists to a certain extent today, but he's definitely more confident than he was when he was a child.
So tell us more about the band, its history and its sound, and what drew you to it.
I've been following this band, Lisa, for years. Frightened Rabbit started out as a solo act. Hutchison played open mic nights in Glasgow, singing, playing guitar. And then he wanted a bigger sound, so he asked his brother Glenn to drum with him. And then they morphed eventually into a five-piece band with this big, anthemic sound. And what stayed consistent over the years, it's really great hooky chorus that grabs you in practically every song that they do and just doesn't let you go. And the lyrics are really good. They're smart, they're honest, they're introspective, and penned with a lot of grace.
There's self-doubt, there's darkness and anxiety in these songs, but I always make sure that there is a light at the end. It's a very Scottish way of looking at things. It's like everything is ruined, but there's hope.
So there you go. Scott Hutchison says he wants people to feel like they've been swept along this journey of his, but you come out the other side a little brighter.
Any examples you can give us from the album?
Yeah. Hutchison moved to L.A. to be with his girlfriend. He left Glasgow behind, which was a hugely isolating experience for him. And he'd take walks in West Hollywood. He'd pass a lot of homeless people on the street. And he wrote about this in a song called Woke Up Hurting. And he could on some level relate to the homeless since he felt dislocated from his own home in Scotland. His family, his friends, his band really felt like a fish out of water. And the lyrics in the song are really fraught with emotion, but there's this big, beautiful, sonically uplifting chorus that kind of overtakes the lyrics.
Question about producing the music, though. You said that Hutchison was in L.A. when the rest of the band was in Scotland. So how did they write the album spread between continents?
Email. Yeah, so this is something that a lot of bands do these days. They email tracks back and forth to each other on MP3s. And up until that point, Scott Hutchison had done all of the songwriting. Now the whole band does. And all of this new use of technology to record and send files back and forth has moved their music in a more produced, synthesized direction.
So how about a song to go out on, Rita?
I'd love for you to hear this one, Get Out. So here you've got Hutchison. He's this burly Scottish guy. He's used to walking to the pub, hanging out with his friends. All of a sudden, he's living with his girlfriend in L.A. He became a vegan. They're driving to juice bars. And he says they were living in a little bubble. And it shows how you can be intensely in love with someone and kind of miserable at the same time.
We were a sort of an island unto ourselves, and it was this druggy addiction that we had for each other. It's got such a wonderful side, and it's got such a destructive side as well. I thought it was the best metaphor I could find, you know. She's an uncut drug. Fired the pain and the pulse. Chased it, and for a minute I was floating dead above myself. Get out of my heart. She won't, she won't. Get out of my heart. She won't, she won't.
Frightened Rabbit is going to be playing Memorial Day weekend at the Boston Calling Music Festival.
Yeah, and Boston Calling is moving from City Hall Plaza. It's going to be held at the Harvard Athletic Complex in Alston. Frightened Rabbit will be playing there Sunday, May 28th. Chance the Rapper and Bon Iver are headlining Friday night. And Mumford & Sons is headlining on Saturday.
Rita Carey, you will be there?
Of course.
As well? Well, thank you for being here.
Thank
you. WBUR's Rita Carey. And you can find all Rita's indie picks on the Artery section of our website, WBUR.org.